Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
All right. Happy Party Friday to everybody on a sunny, wonderful day here in Colorado. We're going to have a lot to talk about in this show. This is Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hennin, True Straight Up, the Chuck and Julie Show. We're going to have Larry Klayman on for the founder of Judicial Watch. We also got our good friend Matt Dunn, now that all that some of the documents are being released at long, long
the Russia last. Things. Although, you know, I was saying, Lindsey Graham was like, oh, I have released the documents. I'm like,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
good timing. Good timing,
Lindsey.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. It's sort of like, he's like, President Trump is down there drowning. And Lindsey's like, hey, can somebody, I have a lunch to go to. Maybe somebody could deal with this. You know, yeah, with friends like that. But hey, yeah, there is good news. And that's one of the things we're trying to focus on is the encouraging news. And again, it's all spin. It's a psyops. I keep wanting to say psyops
Everything
operation.
Is a psyops operation.
But we're launching our own now. So here's the thing. One of the things that is good, I'm going to read this. There's a Breitbart survey that came out. Liz Cheney, meanwhile, apparently in Wyoming, they've had to install like almost literally new phone lines at the Republican headquarters because so many people hate Liz Cheney now and they're calling in.
And Politico just did a story with citing a University of Wyoming professor saying, no, everybody loves Liz Cheney.
They'll
She'll
be over
fit
it.
Right in.
Yeah. So here's a new poll from by Axios that Breitbart is talking about. Republicans side with President Trump over Mitch McConnell. Overwhelmingly, they're siding with him. It showed 62% of Republicans think Trump was right to contest the election. A higher percentage, 69, don't blame him for the violence at Capitol Hill. 91% of the people who identified as Trump supporters support his continued contesting of the election. And that includes 46% of people who call themselves traditional Republicans. And then an even higher percentage of Trump supporters, 96%, say Trump makes the Republican Party better. And a slim majority of traditional, I think Rhino Republicans say 51% agreed with that. So that's why Mitch McConnell, in a way, that's kind of like they threw Liz Cheney under the bus.
She deserves it. They should back her up.
But yeah, they should back up and get her. But, you know, I think they all were like, aha, because they all listen to themselves. They forget that, you know, the people overwhelmingly, if you're a Trump supporter, support Donald Trump. If we wanted Mitch McConnell, if we wanted the Bush Cheney era to return, we would have voted for Jeb, but we didn't. We voted.
Jeb can make a comeback. Yeah. He won't be impeached yet, so he could make a comeback and join us, and it'd be great.
I mean, they're just not listening to themselves, and the positive.
They are listening to themselves.
Well, they're listening to themselves, but nobody
not anybody else.
But the lining, and I don't even call it a silver lining, I would say it's the shining star of the whole thing, is that Trump supporters have their eyes open now. I was thinking about this, Chuck. It's kind of like, you know, like, unfortunately, I speak with some experience here. When you have a former spouse who you think is cheating on you and you're not sure and you keep thinking, nah, maybe I'm just misinterpreting things and, you know, we can work this out. You know, I just must be misunderstanding. And then you come home one day and the key doesn't work in the lock anymore. You can see him in the window with her and he says, hey, she lives here now. Your stuff is all out on the sidewalk. And by the way, what used to be our joint bank account is now my bank account. At that point, you have to say, you know, he is cheating on me. Yeah. And there's no illusion. There's no delusion. And then you move on from there. And if you're lucky, you meet somebody like Chuck and you move on and have a happy, wonderful life. And you're like,
That's not a literal thing of Julie's life.
Actually, it is a literal thing, but that's a whole other show.
Well,
it's a combination of, it wasn't one horrible It was a combination of several.
Okay.
But at any rate, but I think that's what's happened to us now, right? We know, okay, Jack Dorsey from Twitter saying, hey, yeah, what happened to Donald Trump? Just the beginning. This could take a long time. We're down another. Every time I look, we're down like 20 followers. I mean, where are they? I don't even know where.
They just take them out.
I don't know what the deal is. At this point, it's like my daughter, right? And she's not going to, maybe she would unfollow me.
I don't know. You know, if you help incite that riot at the Capitol.
That's right.
And I love, you know, Nancy Pelosi, who is who was really becoming a lot like Madame Defarge in Tale of Two Cities, where she's just waiting for the heads and loving the gore, saying she's going to throw out this person and that person, and she's going to do this person and that to that person. Really a sick character. Jacobean bloodlust is going through the Democratic House.
Oh, it's just
going
to prosecute all the Republicans who aided the riot. Okay, so let's look at who's been arrested so far. Who's been arrested so far are pretty much Antifa people who hate Trump.
And Sullivan's brother said Antifa's behind the whole thing.
Right. So it's like Nancy. And meanwhile, again, the hypocrisy we're not even going to go into, because we all know it, right? They said nothing and didn't try to get to the bottom or prosecute anybody. And in fact, Kamala Harris.
Well, they could burn
down
Washington. They could take churches down. They could do everything. And now but you have to understand, they have to do this.
Yeah.
Because they really did steal the election. I mean, read Peter Navarro's, I think, 3-part trilogy on stealing the election. And they've got to hide that. And so they can't. They can't just say, well, you know, let's bygones be bygones. They can't do that. Because they know they, in fact, engaged in criminal conduct.
Well, and they want to do it again. That's the thing we got to remember.
Yeah,
why the crackdown. That's why there can't be any challenging, any questioning. And as Jack Dorsey said, they're going to keep doing it. So we know now that big tech, we need to find other platforms. And we keep saying, pray to God, that that's what Donald Trump is doing quietly behind the scenes. Gab.com.
I didn't even invest in that one. I mean, you got 74 million people happy to join on the minute he says, I've started Trump TV, Trump Twitter, Trump Facebook, Trump everything else. I mean, he's a person who loves to brand things and not use his own money, of course. But, I mean, it would just be, boom. Fox could just kind of clamor up. I mean,
and you could get him on the airport because CNN is going off of the airport.
Right.
Not going to be the airports anymore. So we know that we can't trust them. We know that the Democrats, there can't be any more fooling like, oh yeah, we have fair and free elections here because they don't cheat. Yeah. So let's not call it cheating. They have new rules. Mm-hmm. And the rules are, the rules are that cheating is no longer cheating. It's, you know, I was looking at a little bit of 1984 clips and then I stopped because it was actually so dark.
Yes.
I'm like, when they pull that guy's tooth out, I'm like, oh, but at any rate, you know, and it's like 2 + 2 = 5, say it, Winston.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do to us. And there are too many of us. And we're all saying, no, it's not 5. And I think there are too many other platforms that we're here, right? They made us leave KNUS, but now we're here. I saw they're launching other attacks on other shows. Joanne Ostro did kind of a funny column. She used to be a former TV critic at the Rocky Mountain News.
Right.
And then when it went away, so did she. But saying that conservative talk radio in Denver essentially is being told and is toning down its coverage on the election. I think KOA would probably be somewhat disturbed to know that they were lumped into the conservative radio. They're like, no, the Bronco station. We don't have anything to do with politics. We don't even talk about politics on this show practically. But I think that's not true.
Everything's politics. The weather is politics. Traffic reports are politics.
Well, yeah.
Everything's
They're trying to make you think that. And again, nobody reads the Denver Post anymore. No. So nobody knows, but they're trying to make you think it's true. And it's not true. All you got to do is turn around to podcasts and listen. I mean, there's any number of them. And I think that they're going to try to march down that road and they're going to do something, but I think they're going to be alternatives. And again, like you said, this is revealing who people are. Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, don't trust them. Don't trust them. Have no use for them. And
National Review. I mean, we already didn't like them, but now we know there's no one good there.
Right. And the Lincoln Project is too busy defending its founder from pedophilia charges. So they're a little busy right now too.
Oh yeah. Well, that happened.
Yes. So the good news in all of this is, you know, like I said, we know now, no illusions, no delusions. And now we need a plan to go forward. And
first there has to be a bloodletting in the Republican Party, and certainly the Mitch McConnells and all the rest of them are more than happy. The Lincoln Project is to try to wipe out the Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think Trump supporters are agreeing to be wiped out. They're not the wimp part of the party.
Right.
And so I think it's going to be just the opposite. And same here in Colorado. They've controlled the RNC or the C,
Colorado Republican Party,
since time in memoriam. And it's about time for that to end. We're tired of all their consultants. We're tired of
losing.
And we're tired of
I mean, in Colorado, I mean, that's was anyone shocked when Walker Stapleton lost? No. I mean, just go down the list of candidates they put up. Was anyone shocked when Bob Beaupre lost? No. I mean, you don't need a crystal ball. We need to get him a magic eight ball and say.
But I have to remind you that Jared Polis was hardly a great candidate. None of these people are great candidates. It's not the great candidates. They didn't matter who they ran.
Right.
AG, they had a great candidate. It doesn't matter. They rigged the system. And now you have.
But I mean, they keep telling us they had great candidates, and the rest of us are like, no, that's not.
Well, they had a great candidate. It wouldn't make any. What part?
I understand, but what I mean is again, no more delusions or illusions. It's like if the official rhinos, or as Matt Arnold calls them, the Diablos, Democrats and all but label only, if they tell me that somebody's a good candidate, it's kind of like what our friend Ted Trimpa tells us, oh, this is good for the Republican Party. It's like, no, it's not. Just say no. So if they tell me that this person's a good candidate, I know, and even without all the Democrat rigging, not a good candidate, just not a good candidate.
Well, so you can tell if it's a good candidate or not by if they say the election in Colorado, fair and free and secure. I think that's what Scott Gessler did. It was very interesting that the Adams County invited him to give his presentation on Zoom to a lot of active Colorado.
Questions about that.
And I was, where did you get that, Scott?
Since there was no audit. That's a bottom line. The Colorado Republicans, that thank God Patrick Neville and Dave Williams put in a motion to try to at least have an audit of it. And they said, nope, no audit. So the bottom line, how can you tell? It'd be like saying
you
in
can
school,
tell.
I got straight A's, mm-hmm. although we never looked at my grades.
You can tell. You can tell by the way they went into nursing homes. You can tell how they threw out poll watchers in Adams County. You can tell how you could cure your ballot the same day in Denver, but not in Republican. There are 1,000 different ways you can tell. They cheat. That's all they do is cheat. And then we have the head of the Republican Party of Colorado get on a Zoom call and tell everybody that it was just wonderful. It was just absolutely great. And then he has some clerks from two Republican counties who obviously aren't the ones cheating, right? Because the Democrats win. So if he had clerks from Boulder and Denver, you know, maybe, but instead, you know, they're going, oh, no, it's great. We didn't do a thing. That's why in our counties, you know, that's why we don't pull in the huge percentages that Denver does, because we're too stupid to do it. And it's pathetic, but I think Republicans are starting to get the idea. And I think about time, you know, there's going to be a pro-Trump and an anti-Trump. You know, that's what it's going to be. And it's going to be true not only in Colorado, it's going to be true all across the country. And you can pick out your side. But one or the other will predominate over.
And I'm going to go with, well, here's what I hope. And then we can talk about what may or may not happen. And obviously we all don't know, but what I hope and actually somewhat believe will happen is that Donald Trump gets more than anybody, I think, some of the practical and sort of just the populist ideas of things. I think he gets that a vacuum is not a good thing right now, that if he disappears from the scene for too long, if he doesn't come out with a plan, if he doesn't come out with a media type of platform, somebody else will. And then he's got to fight to get back there. So I hope that Donald Trump, and I believe he will come out strong after the inauguration. And
well, then you know the Democrats saying we could impeach you after you left office, and then we can try to make that so the people can't vote for you. But it's going to be.
I think that what's going on right now, because the Biden camp is not particularly behind all that either, right?
Camp is not behind anything. They're just fuzzheaded and sitting there passing out in the basement.
They're not sure. I mean, Joe Biden has these. This is what the Democrats are saying, that does not want the first 100 days of his administration to be all about Donald Trump. That would be so annoying.
Just go on CNN. See how much it's about Biden and how much it's about Trump.
He was
the quote unquote president.
But I think if you're Mitch McConnell, who is most of all, I mean, I think he lost whatever humanity he had years ago. And now he's totally a swamp politician. But even he can look at the polls and he can see. That's why he abandoned Liz Cheney. That's why he went back from the leaked New York Times story. Yeah, I support impeachment I'm not going to call it, at least before the inauguration, I'm not sure how I would vote. He's just waiting to see what happens. Biden's, I think, and everything is telling him that the Republican Party does not want that. The Democrats, I don't think, they want to be able to talk about it and throw their arms up, and they want to be able to say, well, we'll impeach him anytime we feel like it, right? But I don't think they're going to go after it right away. So, and I think what Donald Trump is going to do, hopefully, is what he typically does, and that is come out swinging with a new platform. I think that that takes time. I think you got to figure out, as we saw with Parler, they thought they were safe, free speech, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, we can't be on our app. And then they're like, oh, well, now you can't use our server. Did you see the same guys pulled down? It was the, what is it? AR.com. It was the largest gun forum, sales and forum website. Mm-hmm. They took that down. This is what's coming, guys, and they're not going to stop. But the thing is, I think they have miscalculated in that they keep thinking that we're all like in middle school, and that if they just are mean to us, and if they call us racist, and if they say, oh, we're killing people by not wearing our masks, then we'll just cave in. And we won't.
The Rhino, they've been doing it before. The Rhino Republicans will. I mean,
but that's because they hate Trump anyway. They're not.
But the Rhinos have already gone underground. I mean, right. You don't see too many U.S. Republican senators getting up and standing up and fighting. Some in the House, but name a U.S. senator. Lindsey Graham comes on and says, "I've got
months later,
years later. I've released these documents."
Thank you,
Lindsey.
Oh, thank you, Lindsey.
Wow, you're so bold. You're so
but
brave.
I think though that could be a sign that in the Republican Senate. They're kind of like, okay, so people still like Trump. Trump is going to be a factor to deal with. We probably don't want to try to impeach him because nobody wants us to. Instead, they all want to deal with COVID. One thing too, before we get to Larry Klayman, did you know now, it is so 1984, right? First riots were peaceful, now riots are bad. First lockdowns were great and they were saving people, now lockdowns are bad. Newsweek is now saying, oh, look, here's a study. A study that you know before the election would have been debunked, right? It's not debunked. Yeah. Now it says, oh, actually, COVID is the lockdowns are not that good. Actually, they didn't do anything. Coincidentally, Andrew Cuomo and Lori Lightfoot in Chicago are saying, oh, guess what? Now we're going to open up the economy.
So
Mayor Hancock saying, hey, we're going to explore here in Denver.
Yeah,
opening
everything's just going to be great.
So COVID not that bad anymore.
But somebody who is great is our next guest, Larry Klayman. He's the founder of Judicial Watch, which had a tremendous effect on releasing documents. He is now the head of
Freedom Watch.
And he's got a new book out called Takes a Revolution. Larry, great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. My pleasure and honor.
Oh, well, thank you. Let me kind of jump in. And well, I mean, one of the things that I know from that you support and that you guys at Judicial Watch and now at Freedom Watch have done so successfully is something, and we'll get broader in a second, but something that the Democrats have done successfully, which is why George Soros funds all the U.S. and the local attorney general's races and DA races. But that's used the law to try to get information and get information out there. Can you maybe talk about that a little bit and what you think, how that could be used going forward?
When I started Judicial Watch in 1994, the concept was, because I had seen a lot of unethical conduct by judges, particularly federal judges. And we'll talk about that because I go through that in my book, It Takes a Revolution. Jefferson said federal judges in particular, unelected, unaccountable to the people, will become despots and tyrants, causing us to have to, every 20 years or so, shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again. And he said, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? He didn't want to see anybody hurt, neither do I. But he was making a point that it's an unelected branch of government that is unaccountable to the people, believing that they're there for life. So I was so frustrated and so angry that I started Judicial Watch then to watch judges, just what the name says, watch judges. But then back in 1994, in the 90s, Clinton's came into power, and I started to use the judges to watch the other branches of government and bring hard-hitting lawsuits. Okay, so I turned it on its head, and I became the anti-lawyer because judges are lawyers, and the legal profession, to be honest, is the most corrupt profession in the United States. I think they even exceed insurance agents.
Chuck's a lawyer too, by the way, so he would agree.
I'd agree.
Okay. So fast forward, I ran for the U.S. Senate in 2003 in Florida. I didn't win. I came out, I started Freedom Watch. The show West Wing had created a character after me, Harry Claypool of Freedom Watch, obviously poking, you know, fun at me. That was Aaron Sorkin, an ultra-leftist from Hollywood. But I thought it was a great name, so I started Freedom Watch. But the difference between Freedom Watch today and Judicial Watch is Judicial Watch gets mostly documents. They mostly use the Freedom of Information Act. And when I ran Judicial Watch, and what I do now is that I take those documents that we get and I use them for hard-hitting lawsuits or citizens' grand juries. I'm a trial lawyer of 43 years. So there's a difference between Freedom Watch and Judicial Watch today. Okay. But it's good Judicial Watch is getting documents, but documents aren't enough, okay? And now I would say even going into court isn't enough anymore because the legal system has become so corrupt. And you can see what happened with the president, you know, and his challenges to what clearly was massive election fraud. His own judges stabbed him in the back, including three Supreme Court justices that he was bragging about having appointed.
Right.
So now in my book, and I hope people will get it, you can find it at Amazon.com. You can find it at BarnesandNoble.com. You can go to FreedomWatchUSA.org with a certain amount of contribution. We'll send it to you for free. Is that we can use citizens' grand juries. We need Justice Scalia in 1992 in a case United States versus Williams said the grand jury belongs to the American people. And we can indict, we can try, we can seek convictions, we can sentence, and we're even allowed to mete it out under citizens' arrest laws. And we turn those over to authorities. And I'm also saying that we need a Continental Congress. I'm going to bring together experts. You all be invited in the spring because we need to, I think, form a new government. Our government has broken away from us.
Yeah.
And if you read the Declaration of Independence, I'm paraphrasing, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people, the government, the people have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. That's a paraphrase. Thomas Jefferson was a lot more eloquent than Larry Klayman. And we are at that point. The government is totally corrupt. We see that. You know, that clown show on Capitol Hill this week with the impeachment, you know, it could have been the Keystone Cops back in the 1920s watching these people.
Right.
And they're not well-intentioned. And they're in it for power and money. And the worst part of the entire three branches of government is the judiciary, which has been bought and paid for by special interests. And the president didn't know who he's appointing. Mitch McConnell can brag about all the 600 judges that he appointed, but they aren't worth, I won't use the expletive, deleted. They have no courage. And that's what I write about in my book. We are left totally defenseless. So it's time to wage a peaceful and legal revolution and to reclaim this country.
Yeah, well, the judiciary has never been on the side of the people, whether it's Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798, or you can go into the, you know, the incredible case of the slave who was declared blacks cannot our property and they cannot be human beings, up to, you know, to the Japanese internment. And you go all the way through. I mean, they failed. They always look out for their own interests, which is so they keep their lifetime tenure. And so here, now there's no question that it's amazing that as much evidence there has, and I think Peter Navarro has done a great job in his trilogy, not a single court has had the guts to kind of, yeah, I'd like to hear that. You know, why don't we have a trial about this? No. They just hide under their desks and leave the people out so they have no trust. I mean, it's been shown that, you know, 78% of Republicans believe the election was stolen. So some huge percentage of Americans think their democracy is no longer a democracy, and it's not. They've learned to cheat, and they've gotten away with it.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I wrote a column today. You can find it at WND.com and at FreedomWatchUSA.org this evening. That revolt at the Capitol last week was not just people that are the radical right, you know, fringe or Antifa with a setup. they were mostly ordinary Americans who had had it, almost like the song Janis Joplin would sing, Bobby McGee, you know, during the Vietnam War. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. The people have gotten to the point where there's nothing left to lose. We don't have a country anymore. And we're just a few days away from having these radical leftists take our country over, socialists and communists of, you know, of every stripe, color, creed, and whatever. And we're desperate. Before I got on the phone, someone called me who wanted my book, It Takes a Revolution. And he had ordered it and it didn't come quickly enough. And I said, I'll speed it up.
Whoa.
And he said, you know, I came from the Soviet Union. I thought I was coming to freedom here. Right. I mean, I don't see much difference anymore. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're talking with Larry Klayman. He's the founder of Judicial Watch, now heads up Freedom Watch, and has got a great new book, It Takes a Revolution.
Larry, I want to get you to explain a little bit more about how the citizen grand jury would work. But another thing, though.
Well, how do you get a hold of the grand jury?
Right, but let me get to this first, because I think you and Laura Loomer, I thought, because I think you filed this lawsuit against the big tech before big tech took down Donald Trump, didn't you? And now we've got Jack Dorsey saying, oh, yeah, Donald Trump, that's just at the beginning. I mean, your thoughts on that and what you guys are trying to do with all of that?
Well, that's right. I mean, look, when I started Judicial Watch, it was to be the People's Justice Department. Now Freedom Watch is the People's Justice Department. The Government Justice Department, we can see what they've done. Nothing. They you know, put everything under the carpet, you know, and covered it up. But Laura and I filed a case about 2.5 years ago. A compromised Trump judge in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia dismissed it, said, oh, I don't think it's plausible. Well, we now know it's plausible, this discrimination against conservatives, right?
Right.
So I took it up to the D.C. Circuit. A bunch of leftists there affirmed it. And now it's up in front of the Supreme Court on certiorari. I'm asking them to accept the case. But I'm also filing a new case on Monday because, you know, with regard to Parler and what they did, because I was a big user of Parler. And so we're going to be suing Amazon and at that time, you know, for what they
where
did.
Where are you going to sue them?
Sue them down in Texas.
Yeah, sue them. Because we saw, I know Parler are suing Amazon, but they're suing them in Seattle. So, but no, good for you for doing that because, you know, again, they have completely revealed what they are and what their plans are. And you know, they're saying, hey, we're gonna deplatform you if we don't like you. And they could do it with, Parler was a $500 million company and like with the push of a button, gone. Well, talk about then the citizen grand jury and how that would work and how you.
Before I do, let me get in one quick thought here.
Okay.
The rise of Hitler was the result in large part of Russian industry and others propping him up, the media and industry, you know, BMW, Mercedes, even Leica cameras, you know, they made gun sights for the rifles. And this is what's happening here, is that the rise of the radical left is now being furthered by big tech and other companies. I mean,
and China.
Credit card companies cutting off credit to people who supported Donald Trump. I mean, it's across the board, sports leagues, you know, people being thrown out of academic institutions.
Right.
It's way beyond anything written by Ayn Rand in Atlas Shrugged or George Orwell in 1984. But as far as the citizens' grand juries, yes, you know, we follow basic procedures, established procedures. We choose neutral citizens. We voir dire them. That means we ask them questions. Can you be neutral? Will you keep politics out of your decision? We then present evidence. And I did that last year with regard to Robert Mueller. My client, Dr. Jerome Corsi, was threatened with what in effect was life imprisonment if he didn't lie under oath and implicate the president in crimes by Mueller. So we indicted Mueller. We're going to try him once COVID lets up a little bit, when we can get people together in one room. But we can then try people, you know, give the defendants notice. They can come and defend themselves if they've been indicted. They won't. We'll try them in absentia if they won't come. They can do it by Zoom. They can be there if they want and seek an indictment and have an individual preside over it as a judge. We'll have a petit jury, a regular jury, to make the decision. And if we get a conviction, then we'll seek to have the jury sentence that person. And we do have, as I say in my book, as I write, there is a history of American citizens even being able to conduct citizens' arrests in the most leftist state in this country, California, there's a statute, as there are in most states, 48 other states, that if you know of someone committing a felony or see somebody committing a felony, you can conduct a citizen's arrest and turn them over to the authorities. Now, the problem is, who are the authorities?
Yeah.
I would say the people are the authorities, not the authorities.
I guess, you know what?
I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating violence, but at least it tells the people that we have our fate in our own hands. You know, God and his son, and we have fate in our own hands. These guys in our government are evil. They're corrupt. They're clowns. And I can't think of one person on Capitol Hill that I would trust as far as you can throw them. And frankly, as I write in my book, you know, there must be some federal judge out there that has integrity, but right now I can't think of one.
Well, you know, but
I've been doing this for 43 years.
Not so much about judges, but I do know, at least here in Colorado, we have had some law enforcement officers say, not going to enforce the lockdown, not going to do it. That's not my job. There's no law that says I have to do this. So I think maybe, you know.
They send out ATF agents.
Now they're going to arrest you, of course, for being an insurrectionist. But I think, I mean, that's a good, but you get the evidence out there. It beats just sitting here whining about the fact that the Democrats lied again. So, yeah, good for you.
Well, and it's not just the Democrats. There is no Republican Party anymore. It's dead. It's finished. Yeah. I mean, they all, you know, stabbed Trump in the back. They stabbed the American people in the back. Now there's a consensus that the election was free and fair,
right,
that this was all made up.
Right.
And there's not one Republican out there that's saying otherwise right now. If you guys can name one, let me know.
No,
I don't know of one.
Well, if they do, how are they going to say it, right? Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I mean, we've had our show taken off of YouTube every so often. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube have all said, if you say it, mm-hmm. then we will prohibit you. What we had a congressman here in Colorado, he used the organization MailChimp to send out his emails, right, to constituents. They took him off of it because of the election. So you're absolutely mm-hmm. right. I mean, it's on one hand, they're being cowards, but on the other hand, the big tech people are trying to crack down. And I think we have to move quickly before they get even more organized.
So where do you think we'll be in 5 years?
Well, in 4 years or 5 years, if we don't rise up ourselves and wage a peaceful and legal revolution that actually has some teeth, by the way, if we don't do that, there are going to be other people out there that are going to do it in a violent way. I think this country will be unglued in 4 years.
Yeah.
And I think that we will be on the verge of ceasing to exist. We are already, look at the spectacle of 15 to 20,000 heavily armed troops in Washington, D.C. to protect what will be the biggest criminal ever to occupy the office in the White House. You know, you can say whatever you want about Richard Nixon, but he didn't launder millions of dollars from communist China, Russia, or Ukraine into his family's accounts.
Yeah, he did have his brother going around the world ripping everybody off he could. In fact, what he did, it seems to be child's play compared to what the
Bidens. What the Clintons did is child's play compared to what the Bidens have done.
Oh, yeah. Right. How does somebody that's a senator for 47 years become a multimillionaire on a government salary? Yeah. How does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, you know, people think that it can happen. And I promise you, just before the Soviet Union broke up, people couldn't imagine the Soviet Union.
Or Cuba,
up.
Or any place.
Well,
like
Cuba,
that.
A little bit. The Soviet Union, there was no one saying it's about to break, including no one in the CIA, no one else. And boom, it just shattered. And I think you're right, Larry. I think this country could shatter if the people.
Yeah, and you know what Biden did, they all do. Okay, he just did it. He's the major leagues. I mean, the rest are minor leagues. Okay,
yeah.
They all trade off of their office, of their influence. I've never gone to lunch with a congressman that ever took money out of his pocket to pay for lunch. Okay, you know, and they actually have regulations that you're allowed to buy them lunch up to a certain amount of money. Okay, so Biden is the master criminal that we know of all time. Clintons, of course, are up there too with the racketeering enterprise. The two of them, and I believe. You know, I don't know that Biden's put out hits on people, but I do believe the Clintons have.
Yeah.
Last one being Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. There you go.
I know we got to let you go here. So talk again about your book. It sounds great. We'll be getting it. Mm-hmm. And where can people get it and find out more?
Yes. I want people to read it. And before you read it, just read the Declaration of Independence. I think it's the most beautiful document ever written. I mean, it's There is, it's inspired by God, just like the Bible. But you can get, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, at all the major booksellers online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million. Just Google it. And you can also get it on Freedom Watch USA's website, freedomwatchusa.org, with a contribution of $50 or more. We'll send it to you for free.
All right.
It's great to talk to you. Wonderful having you on. Hope to have you back sometime.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Stay safe, as we say, not just because of COVID, but because of our government.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate. Hey, listen, we just got a chat person saying, hey, they want you to come on the show once a month. So we're going to be stalking you, okay?
Take care, Larry.
Take care, guys.
Okay, here, Larry Klayman there. Yeah, that was from Mark. You're right, Mark. He was great. Oh, and I want to say to Mark, Mark has, and please, anybody, my email is there on our website. We get great, Mark sent me a great, I won't try to sing it, but it was a Bee Gees, I think it's Bee Gees, wasn't it, Mark? Where they show Putin walking through the Kremlin. I was going to try to get it up today, but we ended up getting Larry, and we got Matt Dunn coming up in a second. Mm-hmm. Matt Dunn coming up in less than a second. So Mark, we'll play your video because it was actually kind of cool video. So now we have with us Dr. Matt Dunn from Backbone Radio over at 710 KNUS. Matt, hey, thank you for your time.
You bet. Greetings. Great interview with Mr. Klayman. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he's got a new book out, so I bet you can get him too. for people who don't know talk radio, a lot of times it's way easier to get people
have something to sell
when they have a new book out. So, Matt, what do you make? I mean, there's so much to talk to you about, but just
a minute. At one radio station, I won't identify it, although Matt, they said we don't want anybody on who has something to sell, and you know, because then they could take an ad or something, and you kind of went. Who's that? Who comes on who doesn't have something to sell? who might that be? Yeah, well, I don't think they understood talk radio, even though they were giving the dictates out.
What about me?
Yeah, that was me. I'm just telling the truth when I get a chance to come on. That's all I've got.
That's right. Hey, let me ask you about, did you see Lindsey Graham is, in my opinion, sanctimoniously saying, I am today declassifying all of this stuff that I've been sitting on for years now. Hooray for me. I mean, what do you make of what's going on with the declassification? To me, there's sort of good and not really good, but.
Way too late, way too little.
But at least it's out there. So what do you make of all of that?
Yeah, it's going to be too little, too late. And you know, that's been anticipated for a couple of days. And whenever I have seen this over the past several years, I always think I can't imagine it actually happening. It's hard to imagine when it actually comes right down to the moment that it will actually be declassified. So I still remain skeptical that it's going to happen or that
they did declassify some just a couple hours ago. Although a lot of it's blacked out as it normally is, sources and methods of the crookedness. Bunch of usual stuff, including...
It's nothing we didn't really know.
Including, I think this is the one, the dump, in which they have the handwritten notes of Brennan saying that he advised the president that the Clintons were going to ratchet up a Russia hoax to stop the email scandal, which is what people like...
Michael Tao
and a lot of other people and yourself have said from the beginning. No, this was the whole time. This was just a scam.
But John Ratcliffe didn't get his report out in time, the director of national intelligence, regarding foreign interference in the election, which by law is supposed to be 45 days after. And of course, the career intelligence officials working with him were unable to get that done on
time.
Isn't that amazing? Every single deep state deadline gets blown through like it does not exist. And then you get close to it, then something happens, or they just don't show up, or it's the Fifth Amendment, or if it's documents, it's declassified, it's a redaction. You know, all those black lines blotted out the good stuff. You know what I mean? So it's very easy to be cynical right now, but has something actually come out today, Chuck, where you just...
Yeah, 11 transcripts.
Transcripts. Although when I tried to click on it said the website wasn't available. So I don't know. I think Google is shutting it down.
Our country today.
Yeah, exactly.
We cannot communicate, right? MAGA community cannot communicate. Twitter and Facebook or Orwellian Wastelands Parler has been vaporized. and gab is too slow to use. We're pretty much down to talk radio and carrier pigeon right now. It's not a pretty picture. And we need to know that's exactly what the Republican Party establishment wanted. That's, they're getting exactly what they want. They're elated by this, that we cannot communicate. As Larry Klayman just said, the Republican Party is dead. It is just gone. It is just, it is going back to the days of Cheney and Bush and McCain and Romney, and no thank you.
Well, what do you see, or do you, I know none of us know, because unless you've talked to Donald Trump, I mean, we couldn't get through to him today, he was busy, but what I'm hopeful that he's going to launch his own platform and you know, and again, and say, okay, look, we've been saying on this show, actually, we're the Republican Party. People said, well, maybe we should start our own party. It's like, no, we're the Republican Party. If the Never Trumpers and the National Review people and Liz Cheney want to go form what you call them, the mugwumps, they can do that, right? But we're the Republican Party. But what do you, any guesses or thoughts or I guess wishes on what you think should happen going forward with Donald Trump?
Yeah, moving forward, well, if he were to say, hey, start a third party, then I think instantly you've got more people there than in the Republican Party, probably substantially so. We definitely need invulnerable platforms, invulnerable social media platforms. We definitely need an invulnerable cable news platform. Maybe we could work with a Newsmax or an OANN. Fox News is, they've shown their colors. It's cannot be counted on, useless. Awful. But, you know, the way to communicate has to be able to happen. The way to network has to be able to happen. And we need to get something that can break through the fake news media psyop that we're just bathing in year after year portraying. And I think you guys tweeted this earlier today, that the fake reality that Sundance, the conservative treehouse, was just repeating again. And that something I go off on all the time over on Backbone Radio, that Americans are not living in reality when it comes to being able to grasp what is happening in this society at all, not even close.
Right. No.
Well, that's because so few Republicans, quote unquote, Republicans fight back. I mean, it's just an avalanche of quotes from Pelosi saying whose head she wants cut off next, or
and she's going to prosecute
AOC or anything else. Do you ever hear any Republicans other than, you know, Jeff Flake came out saying they all know that this is a perfect election and they're lying about it. But it's just a drumbeat just never stops. It just never stops. They're always on offense, and Republicans are either lying on the ground or running as far as they can.
Well, you mean official Republicans? Because what gives me hope, Matt, are these surveys that come out that say like 94% of the people, Trump report supporters, want him to run again. And 94% of them say that he makes the party better. So they're not fooling the people yet. But you're right, there is this psyops thing. And it cracks me up. All of a sudden now, you know, Newsweek is saying, oh, guess what? Lockdowns don't work after all.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Almost a year later,
adding even more credence to the knowledge that to beat Trump, they had to destroy the golden Trump economy, and they had to find a way to do it. And by gosh, they found a way to do it, did they not? But remember, Republicans do fight like hell. It just so happens they fight against President Trump and they fight against their own voters. But if you look at a focus group in Ohio, that Trump supporters only like Trump more after all the events of the past 2 months. And so, you know, he's becoming almost like a saint at this point, you know, having gone through what he's gone through and keeping on fighting and keeping his head level and everything. And so we'll just see what he decides to want to do. But hopefully we can get TV, media, social media, and vulnerable ways to email and communicate at the bare minimum. We can't go anywhere without those kind of platforms.
Well, and guarantee if he sets them up, there'll be a huge attack legally and illegally to take it down, which ought to be.
But like you said, they need to be invulnerable. This is what I'm saying. Republicans, we need to quit being surprised when this happens, right? We need to quit being surprised when Twitter, when they've been shadow banning you and doing all of this, we need to realize, okay, it's Jack Dorsey told us, they're going to take us down. So we need to not be on vulnerable platform. I was, looking at it, it's like, why on earth is Parler on an Amazon server? Mm-hmm. And I got to say that Andrew Torbenheit over at Gab was tweeting or gabbing earlier that 60 Minutes had called and asked him to do an interview, and he kind of referenced what they did to Donald Trump, and he said, are you out of your mind? And he essentially said, no, thank you. Not doing any stupid 60 minute interview. So good. He at least gets it, at least. So there's some hope there.
That is one thing that I do think is unforgivable in some way or another, in that obviously everybody's trying to get into Gab and it's so slow you can't use it, and obviously that Parler, some very bad decision making to rely on Amazon. The Mercer crowd, I think I have a few question marks about them.
Yeah, so do I. Have you watched Breitbart lately and kind of going, what are they up to?
Yeah, they have been a total zero in a lot of key important stuff, especially Spygate stuff, all the way along. And election fraud and so forth. But
they don't care.
It is amazing that MAGA is by far the biggest, most powerful, most passionate, the strongest political movement in this world, and the strongest that this country has ever seen, period. And we can't communicate right now. Somehow the most powerful political movement in the world is completely muzzled right now, and how on earth has this happened? You just shake your head. We got to find a way through it, but that does just frustrate me to no end.
Well, and we need to just not let it happen again. That's what I've been saying too. It's like we need to be proactive. We need to, I think, stop saying things like, yes, you got to file the lawsuit, but we got to understand the judges are not going to save us. The only people who are going to save us is ourselves. Hey, and I wanted to get you to clarify, because they're trying to lean on KNUS too, right? Joanne Oster, there was a column and Colorado Sun of all things that said conservative radio, in which they lumped for some reason KOA,
who's probably freaking out. So,
but they said, they're going to be toning it down. That she's hearing sources are telling them. Toning it down, Matt? You don't strike me as a toning it down kind of guy.
Well, no, that just sort of isn't how I roll, Chuck and Julie. I saw rumors that even Cumulus, they have a lot of talk radio market share, that they were supposedly threatening their host, you can't talk about election fraud and all that. But apparently that turned out to not be true.
Right.
I think a lot of this is there's going to be a whole bunch of, frankly, scare tactics that will be brought out to try to silence us even further. And I do think it will kind of settle down. Once they get their guy Biden in there, once they've safely gotten Trump out of there, then I think they might relax a little bit in the more obvious ways. But for right now, I think they're just a little worried. They're trying to sell something to the American people that
they aren't buying.
People just do not believe.
I saw a tweet that was pretty interesting. And you and I had talked, I think, in the summer about, you were like, hey, look, things are going to get, it's going to get ugly. And I was like, no. So I'm officially saying you were right. But it was saying that you would think that if you're a member of Congress and you're watching 20,000 armed guards having to come in to protect you from the citizens, you might ask yourself.
During inauguration of your validly elected new president,
you might want to ask yourself, why are they so mad at me?
It must be Fox News.
We need 20,000 people to protect us from our citizens. Maybe, I don't know, call me crazy. Maybe we should listen to our citizens.
No, stupid.
But you predicted.
Right. I would submit that is the fault of the politicians of what I call the Beltway Cartel, the establishment. They're ruthless. They're relentless. They have lost the trust and the faith of the American people. And in fact, the American people do despise them in gargantuan numbers. By the way, did you see that for the Biden inauguration, they're going to bring Tom Hanks out to do some sort of inauguration special?
Excellent. Fantastic. Barbara Streisand going to come too? Hopefully Barbara can be there.
Cutting out Tom Hanks to do this. And that's, he's considered kind of the go-to guy for Hollywood. He acts like just Mr. Normal, happy, nice guy. But that, to me, is an act of desperation, because
people
don't believe Biden won, and they don't believe he's mentally acute enough to handle the job or even physically. And so they're trying to bring in the Hollywood, bring in the Tom Hanks to try to smooth all this over. To me, that looks kind of desperate to me.
Well, and I think
they can dig up Robert Frost and have him do a poem.
No, what they're going to do is, no, Matt, this is another PSYOP kind of thing. What they're going to do is all of a sudden, Tom Hanks is going to morph into Joe Biden. And pretty soon we will have forgotten what Joe Biden looks like. And we're going to be like, Tom Hanks was inaugurated. And that's because Biden can't do it. So it's going to be, we're going to see Tom Hanks all over the place. Hey, listen, I know you have a lot to do this afternoon, so we'll let you go. Tell folks real quick how they can listen to you over there at KNUS.
Well, right on, Chuck and Julie, and you two are just the greatest and the best, and I treasure our friendship and our ability to communicate over the years. And Backbone Radio, Sunday, 7:10 a.m. KNUS, broadcasting right out of Denver, 4 to 7 p.m. So 3 hours of just laying it out, letting it all hang out.
Telling the truth.
Fall where they may.
That's great. It's becoming more and more, if it wasn't before, because you can't get it at a lot of places now. If you want to get kind of truth, 4 to 7 Sundays, Backbone Radio on 710, Matt Dunn. You won't get kind of waffling and quaffling and all that. So it's great.
It's more important now than ever. It's very, very important.
I agree, Matt.
Good.
Thank you for your time. And have a great show on Sunday.
Take care, Matt.
You bet. All the best to you, bro. Stay in close touch. Talk to
All
you.
Right, okay. Thank you. Yep, you too. Yeah, Matt Dunn.
He's one of the great
ones. Oh, he is a great one. And he's been, I want to give a shout out to Michael Tao. I'm going to give a little tease on something where he's working on. He's got a great column up today in redstate.com. And the reason
it's
I bring
still
it up,
up there, they
well,
took it down,
they took or... it down, they bring it up. But what's interesting is years ago, we had him on our show talking about the Russia hoax. And he was saying, when you look at it, the whole thing was set up to distract from the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
And everybody thought he was nuts.
And everybody thought he was nuts. And now we've got the CIA, John Brennan's own handwriting saying that. That's exactly what it was. So Michael Tao has an interesting column up, and I think it's now we're seeing that, okay, the COVID lockdowns don't work. He kind of lays out, and go check it out. It was still there on redstate.com, where he outlines how China, he sort of says it was a
got
China.
Got us to commit suicide.
A woo-hoo hoax, right. Got us to commit economic suicide, tricked us into thinking that ventilators were necessary, killed people, then turned around and said, ventilators weren't necessary. Now we're hearing killed people on lockdowns, and now they're saying, I guess lockdowns weren't necessary either.
We just destroyed our economy.
So we're going to get him on.
But Target's doing well and Amazon's doing well. So what are you complaining about?
And you read it and you're like, no. But I'm just saying,
I don't go no.
Not anymore. When he first had the, it was like, we're like, no, that really? They
really?
Just made that whole thing up. That couldn't happen. And boom, it absolutely happened too. Hey, we got about 3 minutes left. So I want to thank everybody. Thank you guys who joined us on Zoom. We'll have more calls on Monday. Today we had just two great guests. Want to let you know too, you can catch all of our shows live or later, as I say, at chuckandjulie.com. Would love to have you subscribe to us on Facebook and on YouTube, because I think Matt Dunn is right. It is more important now than ever that your voices,
there are not voices. That many out there anymore, as you may have noticed when you go to Fox and you go to Breitbart has kind of left the fold. And so you can get it here. You can get it at Matt's. You can get it at Randy Corcoran's and some other places. But
love to have you, and check us out. We're also on Podbean for folks. Some people say, I don't really like to look at you guys. And I'm like, really? And you can get us on Podbean as well. So just, the Chuck and Julie show, we're all over. Would love to have you follow us. What a great week, guys. Next week is I don't know.
Inauguration time, everybody.
Inauguration time. But right now, though, it is Party Friday. I want to thank everybody. Thank you to Thomas. You are off to the ballet again.
I'm after the ballet to the Cub Scout meeting, as is my wont.
And so everyone have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Bye-bye, everybody.